Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you like stories? I love stories, and my boys really love stories. The best story ever told is the story of Jesus. How much He loves us and what He did for us. It's a true story, and it will fill that place in our heart where something is missing. That's what this song talks about, so let's go ahead and sing I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story.
Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Fantastic. Let's go to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. We are starting a new week and a new lesson. We're learning about Jesus and we're following Him through the last few hours of His life before He died. Before we get started, let's pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us so that we can better understand what He wants us to learn today. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to learn and to understand. Give us Your wisdom so that we can see what we need to learn today. Amen. It was Friday night. The whole universe was watching our little world. Before Sabbath would come, Jesus would die in our place. The wonderful plan to save us was working out. Thursday evening at sunset, while Jesus and His disciples were in the upper room, Friday had started. There's two different ways to determine the days of the week. When you look back at creation, God made the heavens and the earth, and the evening and the morning were the what day? First day or the second day. But in the Bible, the spiritual week starts the evening before. So Sunday would not start at midnight. It would start Sabbath evening when the sun goes down. And Sunday would end Sunday when the sun goes down, and that's when Monday would start, Sunday evening. Well, that's the spiritual week. But then we have the weeks that we go by. In general, We go by Sunday starts at midnight and goes till midnight the next night. Then that's when Monday starts. Well, Friday had started in that spiritual week on Thursday night. Jesus knew that many things would happen during the next 24 hours before Sabbath began. Wicked, cruel men would hurt him, and then they would nail him to a cross. But Jesus suffered something that was even worse than that physical pain. Do you know what he suffered? He suffered from the sins of the world being laid on his shoulders. It was a heavy load that would actually kill him. In the Garden of Gethsemane, if an angel hadn't have given Jesus extra strength, that load of sins would have killed him right then and right there. Now he knew every minute brought him closer and closer to the terrible death that sin brings. Did you know that we would have had to die that death if it wasn't for Jesus? Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23. I'm sure many of you have this verse memorized, but we're going to look it up together. Romans is the sixth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans is right after Acts. Acts, Romans, and then 1st and 2nd Corinthians. We are going to be in Romans chapter 6, that's the big numbers, chapter 6, and then you're going to look for those little numbers after chapter 6 for verse 23. What does that say?
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
It says the wages of sin. Do you know what another word for wages is? It is the payment or the amount that you have to pay. The cost. The cost of sin, what we have to pay for sin, is death. But who died for us so that we don't have to die that death? Jesus did. Not one person in the whole world understood what was happening. Jesus was really all alone. Even his Father couldn't make it easier for him. How could he love us so much that he was willing to do what he was doing? Only God understands that kind of love. There was no other way to save us. No other way. In heaven, we will never stop being thankful for such a love. I think of the story of a group of friends who were at this river. And it was a really nice river. It looked smooth and quiet and calm. And they were swimming and having a wonderful time in the hot sun. When all of a sudden, one of their friends jumped in and he didn't come back up. Little did they know there was a whirlpool underneath the surface of the water that he was stuck in. The water was swirling around and sucking him down and he couldn't escape it. As he's trying to get out, he can't, and they can see that something's wrong, and so one of his friends dives in after him and is able to get him out of the whirlpool. But do you know what it cost him? It cost that friend his life. He ended up dying in that whirlpool. He saved his friend, but then he died in his place. That's what Jesus did for us. He died for you. He died for me. But you know, sacrifice doesn't have to mean death. It can also be letting your sibling or brother or sister play with a toy that's your favorite. It might be letting someone have the best cookie or the best piece of chocolate cake. It might be letting someone else go first. That is a sacrifice, putting someone else's needs before our own. That's what Jesus did for us, and he calls us to be like him. I want to be like Jesus, don't you? Well, let's pray and ask him to be with us. Dear Lord, give us your spirit. Give us your spirit of sacrifice so that we are willing to put others first. We put their needs in front of ours. We put their wants in front of ours. We help them because that's what you did for us. Help us to be just like you. Go with us today. Amen. It's time for our memory verse song. Our memory verse comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I know multiple songs for this Bible verse, and so today we are going to start learning a new one.
Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things.
Boys and girls, it's Miss Candy here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you. We've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible question. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible, but we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.